Hey everybody, welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. It's your girl Claudia Jordan. Welcome to the show. We are back with my girls, Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey girl, hey!
And also Lisa Ray. What's up, Lisa Ray?
What's happening, y'all?
And Selena Johnson. Hey girl.
Hey girl, hey. What's poppin'?
We are here, of course, to dish about everything that's trending on social media and all up and down your timelines. And later on the show, you don't want to miss this because we have four-time Grammy-nominated hip-hop superstar Ja Rule coming through. Whoop, so that's going to be exciting. All right.
Always on time.
Okay. I was like giving it up. Hey.
Okay. Hey.
Well, so, how was everybody's weekend? Anybody do anything fun this weekend?
Yes. I actually got Lisa Ray for a whole day yesterday. I was just... A whole day, y'all. Like, it was almost like we went to the spa, we had a fun girls day, we went to lunch, and then we went to go and see the most amazing movie I have seen in a while. We went to see Till. And may I suggest to everyone out there, go see this amazing film. We all learned so much. Amazing performance. Danielle, the lead actress, was just, if they don't nominate this child for Oscar,
say it.
Really? She gave Viola Davis a run for the crime shot now. Now I'm just gonna say that. She had us in. It was like, oh wow, that was just so good.
But I didn't know who was crying, Vivica Moore or her in the movie. It was like, hey, you all right?
Yes, but it was very educational. It was so good that afterwards we had to go have a wind down drink.
Yeah.
So we just had a nice full day. But I suggest to everyone out there, especially considering where we are in these political times, please go see Till and support it and take your children so they learn our history.
Oh, yes, man, amen. I can't wait to see that. And Lady Selena, Lisa Ray, y'all doing anything fun this weekend?
I had a show in Gary, Indiana. It was good, but it was a turn and burn in and out.
Hey, you know what? I'm hearing our sound is bad, so let's have a quick commercial break and we're gonna get ourselves together because it's too important of a show, especially on the night before the election. We want you to hear every single word we have to say. We'll be right back. Quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Okay, Selena, before we went to break, you were saying about your weekend.
Girl, just saying that I had a show down to the Gary, Indiana, and that it was nice. It was in a club called The Loft, which was a new club. Well, it's not really new, but it looked new. It was a really good show. And then it was like a turn and burn. Came, and went back home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing this weekend. I went to Houston for the day. My cousin, Brittany, she's a newlywed, and she had a baby shower for her new baby boy that's on its way.
Aww.
And it's like, you have a family member that, I still look at her like the little six-year-old little child model, so cute. And now she's all grown and married and a baby on the way. It was just so nice to be there with I have family in Houston, so it was good times.
Well, it was a good weekend for Houston. The Astros won the World Series, so.
Hey.
Are you into baseball at all, Claudia?
A little bit. I've been to some games. Yes, definitely. Yeah. And her husband is like a master chef and made this great brisket and barbecue. I never had barbecue that good. So and peach cobbler. So shout out to them. All right, y'all. We're gonna have some fun with the show and we're gonna have some serious talk because the election is tomorrow. And we definitely I want to start the show with this and then we're gonna reiterate during the show. Please make sure you go out and vote. They are playing games, and I've been watching CNN. I'm very frustrated with the coverage. It's all doom and gloom. CNN is becoming like Fox, like with the talking points, as far as some of the personalities being very like, not so good for Democrats. Don't let that discourage you guys. We are 2.8 million votes ahead in early voting, at least. We are turning out in early voting. Do not let them tell you, don't believe this stuff so you don't go tomorrow. This thing is still close. So
Claudia, I swear, I thought it was just me. I was like, CNN, why are you being Debbie the Downer? You're acting like, it's going to be, like we haven't. It's going to be a landslide. It's going to be as they're calling it, a red wave. And it's unfortunate that it makes it seem like, the Democrats have done well. Don't forget, y'all, the former administration, what they left Joe Biden with to clean up. And I'm really disappointed in CNN in the coverage. Matter of fact, I had to go to MSNBC just to get my hope back alive and just say, hey, maybe this is for business to make the Republicans feel good. I mean, I don't get the lack of enthusiasm that they have. So
the lack of understanding as well, because what we need to remember is that Trump wants to run again.
Yes.
So even this election is just that much more important, because we don't even want his people to get in, because they're going to make a whole, would you spread the seed? They're going to do that for him. So we can't let that happen. This is just as important. We got to get out there and vote. If you don't early vote, get up early in the morning and vote.
There's hundreds of election deniers on the ballot that don't even, that will not accept the results unless they win. And so Vivica, CNN right. recently bought by a right-wing billionaire. And I was wondering why they, when they got rid of Cuomo and they moved Don Lemon to mornings, took him off prime time. Yep. Yes, they've been bought by a right-wing company. That's why, because I was like, it can't be. Yeah. So you got to go somewhere else now. I'm going somewhere else for mine.
Oh, I definitely will. I was wondering what was the drastic switch in everything that was going on. I'm like, what is going on over at CNN? They were usually so reliable, so positive. And then I'm seeing these new faces. It makes sense.
And you know, 2 days before the election.
You want to buy everything. You cannot buy our country. Y'all pay attention. Claudia, thank you so much for bringing that up.
Well, and, you know,
Claudia. The one Black woman that had the weekend show.
Tiffany Cross. The Cross. That was at MSNBC.
Right. That's what I was about to say. That was MSNBC, but that was also very strategic right before
the election.
So Tucker Carlson of Fox News went on her and did this whole racist rant on her, said she can barely speak English or make a former sentence, which is ridiculous. She's extremely articulate and one of the best in the game. And a lot of people tune in to her show. The highest rated show on MSNBC.
And it got canceled?
They did not.
Yeah, honey, out of nowhere. Very ridiculous.
Wow.
See?
Gotta pay attention, y'all.
Okay, well, let's get into a happy time for, you know me, politics, I have a headache already. I'm so mad.
Yeah, I've been trying to.
I'm going
to
keep hope alive. Come on, we got to stay positive.
So let's kick things off and have a little fun with our Man Crush Monday. Okay, this is our way. Now listen, let me be clear. Man crush doesn't mean we trying to holler or get at them. It means that we admire these kings. This is really queens saluting kings. Like, look at it like that before you go say, oh, Selena trying to get with Michael B. Jordan or Claudia Watts. This one, Vivica, at least it ain't like that. We just kind of showing love to our brothers out there that are doing their thing. This is our way to show appreciation to the brothers in the game that are bringing the heat. So it's all in fun. Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Lisa Ray, let's start with you. Who is your man crush Monday and tell us why?
You know, mine is kind of on the fence. Mine is Takeoff from the group Amigos. And we lost him to a senseless, I don't even know if it was just, I can't even just call it a plain crime. But it's so unfortunate because he's the one that we heard the least from.
Yeah,
he wasn't in the news. We didn't hear no bad publicity. We didn't hear about no baby mamas fighting. We didn't hear about down to the social media. You listen, you, Selena, you got me saying down to the. and it's just unfortunate that we have had to bury so many rappers, entertainers in our business till it's like enough is enough. I hope that his death brings Offset and Quavo together.
Yeah,
you know? It has.
Has good.
They're saying they're getting back together.
I'm so glad. Yeah. Because Quavo and Takeoff were nephew and uncle, you know. So I just, you know, rest in peace, you know, condolences to his family. From what I've seen of him, every time I've seen him, this has been a handful of times, but he's been right in the pocket. And I just want to pay homage to Takeoff.
Rest in peace, Takeoff. It's really ridiculous out here. And I'm sick of having to report on these senseless murders. 28 years old.
Wow.
Thank you for that, Lisa Ray. Selena, we know you are happily married, but if you weren't, well, no, this ain't about you trying to holler. Who's showing love to tonight? Who's your man crush Monday?
Dwayne Wade is my man crush Monday because I just recently saw a post, and it's just been in the news about his baby's mother is, you know, she put out there that they're trying to make money off of Zaya and, Zaya, they're trying to make money off of Zaya and, you know, trying to exploit this young baby's sexuality and her choices and, you know, the media and how she's getting endorsements and different things like that. So the baby mama, and I hate to say baby mama, Dwayne Wade's
ex-wife.
Ex-wife, the mother of his children, she is, you know, putting out false things about him and Gabrielle, whatever, their family. But what made me be, I was so proud of him as a man. He took to social media and he wrote a post that pretty much defended himself, his family, and more importantly, Zaya. And I just think that, you know, the level of strength that he displayed, first of all, as a Black man who has to defend a child who is LGBTQ and is dealing with a myriad of different emotions and different things, especially being in the public eye this much, you know what I'm saying? And what his family is probably having to endure because of all this stuff. I was just really proud of him and just proud of him as a Black man, as a father, you know, because he stood up for his family and protected his child. And I know that that goes on all the time. Black men are out here holding it down for their kids. They really are. They get a bad rap. But I just loved how a man that, a successful man who's in the public eye displayed that. Plus, he is a man that is very, very adamant about mental wellness for Black men as well. I'm just really proud of him and his walk. I'm just really proud of him.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Vivica, who would you like to show some love to?
I'd like to show some love to Senator Raphael Warnock. I hope you maintain your office. You have represented yourself as such a good man, a good husband, and someone who cares about our country. You're going up against Claudia's favorite guy, Herschel.
Herschel.
That's why I said I knew what I was saying.
I love it.
Wrong. And I just hope that people do right by you in Atlanta and do the right thing and get out and vote for you. You're honorable. I see you having a wonderful future in politics. So hats off, brother. Much love to you.
I love it. I too have a political person, of course. Mine is someone that doesn't get as much attention as I think he should. And this is a brother that y'all should keep your eyes on. Representative Hakeem. Do you know who he is?
No.
So he's in Congress, right? And he's in the House. And when I tell you, if you've ever seen any of the congressional hearings where he has to do the question to folks, he be going in. And he goes in.
I've seen him, Claudia. I know what you're talking about. I've seen him.
Yes. Hakeem Jeffries. So he's in District 8 in New York.
Okay.
He represents East Brooklyn and Southwestern Queens. He worked for Viacom and CBS before he got into politics, which, you know, that's a whole lower price point as far as your salary. He's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi.
Hey.
And he's introduced over 70 bills. He sponsored the stop and frisk bill in New York, where they can't just stop and frisk you and then take all your information and build a database and just, and that, because that disproportionately, you know, targeted Black men. This man is, he's not watered down. He's not, you know, downplaying his Blackness to be palatable. He just is who he is. And I just love watching him go in. And he is someone that we should definitely keep an eye on. I hope he just continues in politics because we need more men like him. So I salute you, Hakeem Jeffries. So yes.
Hey.
All right, so that was fun. And I like to hear your Man Crush Mondays in the chat. So y'all in the chat, give us your Man Crush Mondays. We all want to show some love to. I think that'd be kind of cute to see who y'all say.
And can I tell you what I love about this is that you said something very beautiful, Claudia, when you said it's queens saluting kings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually for us being in the entertainment business, you always say, oh, it's got to be another actor or it's got to be an athlete. And I really love this time that, you know, besides Takeoff, unfortunate passing, that it was men that are in politics that are out there making sacrifices for our country and for our community. So I just really think that's dope that we have other men and other with other successful careers that we can admire.
I think we need to do more of that. I think all too often just the athletes and entertainers get the attention. And there's a lot of brothers out here that are really making a difference in the world. Not like the athletes can't do that either, because they do.
Yes.
And they deserve our...
Last week, I said Lee Merritt. You know, they out here turning up. My son, generous, a bunch of them.
Well, let me tell you another brother that's turning up.
Who?
Well, Cher got her a little
baby girl.
Okay, but the fans are not here for it. They're not in here for her relationship with rapper AE. After photos of the two went viral, fans went to Cher's Twitter to, you know, share their concerns. One fan tweeted, "Make him rap it. Dude is seriously a player, so just don't fall in love with him, okay?" Someone else tweeted, "Cher, your crew loves you. Just a heads up, girlfriend. We want you to be happy, but dude has a history of cheating." Cher replied and wrote this, "Babe, English is my first language.
I know that's right.
Not blinded by it. Know what I mean? Smoke doesn't always mean fire." So what do y'all think about Cher's fans, and why do you think they're so bothered by her relationship with AE? Selena, let's start with you.
Girl, she ain't studying him. He is... Cher is a honey. She is not studying no cheating and all of that. She is having herself a good old time. If anything, he need to be worried about her cheating. Because she the one that's got more mileage, okay? She the one that's got more knowledge, and she could run him for his little money. He ain't doing nothing. That little boy ain't doing nothing. She ain't studying him. He is what he is for the moment, honey. She ain't marrying him. He is who he is and what he is for the moment. She just kicking it and having fun. I'm here for it.
My question is, how did Amber Rose baby daddy get to meet Cher?
He figured out a way, didn't he?
Okay, because I'm trying to meet her. She's been bad for a long time since Sonny and Cher.
Okay, right. What's Sonny at?
Yes, honey. That was original flat stomach that party down the middle. I actually got to see Cher in Las Vegas years ago. And honey, Cher changed clothes 7 times. Cher got all the tricks up her sleeve. So don't y'all be worried about Cher, because she might have little homeboy over in the corner sucking his thumb.
Right.
Okay, I'll be right here waiting on you when you get back, baby.
He already looks starry. They got pictures where he kissing her hand in the car, child. She just okay, baby.
At that age, level of her life, she can do whatever she wanted.
She had rock stars. She was married to Greg Allman. She had Sonny Bono for years. Y'all don't need to worry about Cher, like Selena said. Cher good. Mm-hmm.
I just wonder about him, because the word in the street, he's such a serial cheater. And then, you know, these men out here be all up on that opportunistic thing. And he's 40 years younger than her. And I wonder, like, are you really, as long as you're really there for Cher, then great. But if you're not, don't let us find out that you were trying to be one of them opportunistic dudes that just want to raise your profile and use her. Because then we're going to have to fight you, AE.
That didn't happen already.
And then once she married she had with the bagel boy. So, you know, she having fun, y'all. She might be like,
She like that young D.
Hey, look here. I ain't mad at her. I'm looking for a share, but the opposite sex, okay?
You know what, Lisa Ray, we got to take a commercial break, right?
Right, okay, on that note.
I'm not doing this with you right now. We're going to
have a drink on that note, Claudia.
Mm. I see where this show going. Right.
See? Okay, now, this is election eve, y'all. All right, don't go away, because after the break, we are catching up with rapper Ja Rule. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Tonight, we are talking to 4-time Grammy-nominated hip-hop artist Ja Rule. Ja Rule, what's up? What's good? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, ladies? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
My beautiful black sisters, I must say. Now, listen, I told y'all, I said this while we was off the air, but I want to say while you're on the air, I want to congratulate Fox Soul for giving these beautiful black women a platform to talk and talk politics and entertainment and current events and doing it so articulate. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
Well, we appreciate you. You've been in the game for a long time. You still have an age. So out the gate, how are you feeling like in this time of your life? How are you feeling just in general?
I feel amazing. I feel great. Life is good. I can't complain. It's been a hell of a ride, you know, my whole career, you know. So this is a good time right now. I'm in such a good space. I'm so, you know, blessed right now. Life is good. So all good.
I love that you always have the mischievous smile. Like there's always something. I'm like, I know. Yeah.
right there.
See?
So I gotta say,
we definitely up to no good over here, man. but all good. You know, good trouble.
I love it. We go back like Kool-Aid. I was telling y'all, back in the day, y'all, Ja Rule came and played at my high school in Indianapolis at the celebrity basketball game. So we've known each other for such a long time, and you've always been so humble and just supportive. Like you recently tweeted your condolences about the tragic murder of Takeoff. And you said, rest in peace, Takeoff. This blank has got to stop, sending love to friends and family.
Yeah.
What you think is going on? Like, why are they just wilding out that literally from a simple dice game disagreement to then talking about basketball led to the unfortunate death of this young man?
Vivica, unfortunately, we not ready for the real conversation as a community, as Black people. I mean, we're just not ready for that real conversation. Because let's just take this into consideration, right? There's about 50 some odd people at that event as eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
We still don't know who did this. There's nobody that's come forward to say who did this.
Is that because they believe that's got something to do with
snitching? These are the problems. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. See, let me break down what snitching really is, right? And how that works. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people in our communities who are civilian. You can't be a snitch if you're not a part of the criminal organization or you're not a part of the crime. Mm-hmm. Snitching is that label goes for people who are part of the actual crime or the criminal organization, which none of that falls on civilian. Now, here's where snitching and the whole theory of snitching came from. It came from the mob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did their communities have the thought or the audacity to have a no snitching policy for the mob? Because they took care of their communities.
True that.
They were men of honor and integrity, even though they were crime bosses and criminals. They were men of integrity, and we've all seen The Godfather. You know, they're about family, and they're very big on those things, and what they were protecting were people that they felt were protecting their communities, people who gave back to their communities, people who did things for their communities. What we're talking about is not that. We're talking about people who destroy and harm our community. Now, I don't want to sit here and be a hypocrite or sound hypocritical. I screamed this murder for 20 years, on records. So I don't want to be that person, but there is a difference between entertainment and art and what we do and what it really is. And I think as I'm sitting here being 47-year-old Ja Rule, of course, it sounds a lot different coming from me. It's articulated a lot differently when you're this age. You see things a lot differently. You see the world a lot differently. And it's just sad. But like I said, we as a people, as a community, are not really ready for the real conversation. And that dark, dark black eye that also plagues our community, which is the violence and the negativity. We are beautiful people. You know what I mean? I'm looking at four beautiful black sisters doing positive things, doing amazing black, things for black people. You just mentioned in y'all segment, about the men. What was it called again?
Salute to the King.
Men Crush Monday. Y'all just saluted all of these brothers that are doing amazing things, in the community for our people. That for me is what we should be, championing. That's what we should be talking about. That's what we should be promoting, But it's not that. It's not that. Hate is free, and positivity is it costs a fee.
Ja, they're going crazy for what you're talking right now in the chat. I just have to let you know that they're saying you're speaking like a grown man. Thank you, and they are really feeling hearing this, your perspective on this. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I'm. This is for those people who you know, at the event or whatever, it's okay. Y'all can go ahead and go talk to the HPD and tell them what you've seen and what you saw. You're not a snitch. You're a civilian in the community. And we, as a Black people, we should be able to allow our children to go outside and be and feel safe to play and have a safe space. You know, that should be allowed to us, you know, in our community. And I think we've grown accustomed, it's become all too familiar to, you know, see these type of crimes and see these types of things go on in our communities, and it's just normal to us. We've normalized it, and that is a big, big problem.
You know, Jairo, and you know, just switching gears a little bit, but to kind of touch on what you were already speaking about, just, you know, it reminds me of hip hop and how you said that you screamed "It's murder," but there was parts of your music that actually made us feel really good. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There's absolutely parts of hip hop that has curated and shaped the soundtracks of our lives. And speaking of which, you know, you were one of the first, it's been, I don't know, 21 years since your chop topping album, Pain Is Love, which was bomb. Okay. It introduced a more melodic feel to hip hop. Like, how does it feel to be sitting here as one of the first that kind of kicked off that kind of style in terms of hip hop, that, you know, where you sing your own hook kind of sort of, and you kind of melodically sit in the cadence instead of being very choppy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, yeah. you hear artists like Drake doing it now, you know, well, Drake came and he did it and now everybody does it. How does that make you feel to know that you are, you know, the pioneer for one, you know, one of the pioneers for that style, you know, of music?
Selena, I love that I get credit for that in a lot of ways, but I got to sit here and give, you know, all credit, first and foremost, to one of the first artists that ever sang a whole record. And that's Curtis Blow, Daydreaming.
That's true.
You know, that record was the and it was like the audacity of this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, to sing the whole record. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, it was kind of shunned upon in hip hop to show love to women.
Mm.
Like, just let's rewind that back for a minute. It was shunned upon in hip hop to show love to women.
Why do you think and so?
I don't know, because I know a gang of real niggas and gangsters. And trust me, they love women.
Right.
They love women. So I don't get that. Like, I never got that, you know. And so I was never afraid to step outside and you know, make records like Put It On Me and, down ass chick and you know, those records just feel good to the soul, and the melodic cadence, you know, it just comes from the music and the way the beats were being, you know, created. It flowed with the music and the track, but it was also a conscious decision. You know, I was in between, you know, two juggernauts, two monsters, you know, with Jay-Z and DMX. Those was my brothers. We all came up together, and, you know, we was all coming out around the same time, all, you know, putting out albums around the same time on Def Jam. And so, you know, Jay was like the ultimate flossy, fly, you know, money nigga, and he had that on Smash. And X was the ultimate, you know, rest in peace to my dog. He was, you know, the ultimate grimy street nigga. He had that in a Smash. And you know, I'm from Queens, and so we kind of fit in somewhere in the middle there. You know, we grimy a little bit, but we also, you know, we fly. You know, so I was somewhere in that middle, and for me, attacking that female audience was right there in the palm of my hands for me, and I kind of made it my own. But the way I made it my own was because I was able to write the record.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot, you know, I a lot of those records, most of them, all of the records, you know, that you hear with me and the females on, I wrote those records. And so I put myself on the hook, I put myself on the verse, whereas, you know, before in hip hop, it was more or less, if, you know, if it was an R&B record, the rapper does the 16 bars. If it was a hip hop record, the singer sung the hook. And, you know, I made it more of a duet type of feel with you know, records like I'm Real and Always On Time and Mesmerize, you know, and Rainy Days, you know, those records just felt more like a duet than you know, a feature. Yeah.
That goes to my question, because, you know, when we listened to music back then for my parents, their little innuendos was like, oh, did you hear what he said? Do you know what he mean? Because he didn't really, really say it. Then you all came around, and particularly even you, like you just said, you know, you had the power of the pen, so you chose to, you know, say, put it on me. And we all know what that means, but it was still in the pocket.
Right, right.
I can't say that so much for the rappers now at all. Yeah. You know, it's almost like when I'm dancing to the beat, because the beat is there and the rhythm is there, the music is there. But then it's like, wait a minute, hold on. What did he just say? Like, right. Push my head into the pillow because you don't want to look at my face. Just turn around from the back. You met me in the club. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, and so then you got to look at the guys that's singing that. And then I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't even want my daughter with them, is what I'm saying. So my question is, what do you think needs to happen to, you know, to get Black male rappers to change the narrative when it comes to culture's disrespect of Black women?
Mm. I'm glad you asked that question.
Give it, because put it on me.
Because I don't think our fight is with the art or the artist, right? Because you want an artist to be an artist. You want them to tell his truth. You want them to be who they are. You want them to, you know, give you their perspective on what they see in life or what life is to them or whatever that is. And whatever, you want artists to be pure. The problem is the establishment, the machines that promote the music, that put out the music. They would, you know, if you was a country artist, I don't think they would allow you to rhyme about, you know, degrading women and killing country people and doing, I don't think they would allow that to be on their station. I don't think they'd allow that, you know, so I think our fight is more or less with the station. Why is Hot 97 and Power 105 and all of these urban stations across the country, why are they allowed to play Kill 'Em Up music with impunity? Why are they allowed to do that? Why are they allowed to do that? Why is it only our stations that are allowed to do that? Why is it only when it comes to hip hop, you know, these corporations don't have a problem with aligning themselves with, you know, Black people degrading Black people or things like that. They don't have a problem with that. I think our fight is more so with the powers that be, with the corporations that align themselves with artists that degrade Black people, that degrade our communities, that tear down our communities. If they want to make that kind of art, cool, do that. That's your preference. Freedom of speech, you can do whatever you want.
There
has to be consequences for that. And the consequences don't play it on the radios, don't play it in video. I'm just saying.
I feel you, and I'm with you, but I gotta say this. Our truth is not just, and our purity is not, does not just consist of getting killed, fighting, killing out in the streets, disrespecting women. We can also change the story and just not say it. We can change our story too.
Let me tell you something, Selena. As long as people are profiting off it, the story ain't gonna change. If let me tell you something. If the radio station and the video station said, yo, we don't play that type of hip hop, guess what niggas would stop making? That type of hip hop, because they can't get money off of it.
Yeah.
If it's not profitable, they don't make it.
And unfortunately our community.
Let me tell you something. Do you think these rappers are actually rapping real shit that they're doing? No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all storytelling. It's all storytelling. And so they would tell different stories if those stories weren't making them rich. Stories are making them rich. But it's such a tough thing. We are not ready for these real conversations.
We need to get the
Black community together, meet up at the spot. Y'all know where that's at. Let's have our real conversation.
Yeah, but, because it's going to take folks like y'all. It's going to take the old heads and the ones that's in power to be able to sit these young ones down and say, you know what? We see that there's been a switch in what's been going on.
Word.
And we should not stand for it. It needs to be collectively between us first.
Here's so we can thing. Be stronger. Let me tell you, Lisa Ray, I was one of these young brothers. And I didn't want to hear that from my older counterpart. Not after they went through what they did and did the same type of thing and made their money. And now you want to tell me not to make my money? You understand? The problem is, I'm telling you, we got to stop it from up top. It's got to be a change. It's got to be us as the older Black community, the older Black delegates to say, yo, we outraged by the way that you, Power 105 or you, Hot 97 or you, I don't want to just keep using them as an example because it's all urban radio across the country. But why? Let's just ask the question.
But they're not even Black owned either. They not Black owned.
Of course not.
Let me interject something real quick and then we have to go to our last question for you. And I definitely want to invite you back again. I would like to do a show where we have a couple rappers from our era when we came up, and we can have those them difficult conversations.
We got to have the young ones with us.
And I was about to say the young ones.
It has to be a talk with all of us, because if we don't include them, then the conversation is mute.
Exactly. But I want to just point this out before I move on. White people are the biggest consumers of hip hop now. The white teenagers, they're the consumers of hip hop. The only difference is, they don't live the life or try to emulate the life that we do. So they go home to their private schools and their safe gated communities, and they're not affected. It's affecting our kids and our people that think they got to emulate that. And it ain't even like their real life. They've been in the studio like, wait, what? Run that line back again about murdering someone? Okay, great. Got it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It ain't even, so I just want
to- It's almost like case study. They get to live vicariously through the music.
Word. So, but it did start affecting them with that opiate situation and when that start happening, it's the pandemic, it's the crisis, Oh my god, we have to stop.
So listen, before we go, this is a conversation that needs a whole show, a whole hour, but let me ask you're doing some great things outside of being in the rap space for many years, and I want to give you your props on this real quick before we go. This is important. You entered the streaming space with the launch of your app Icon Live, and I want to.
And y'all gave me an amazing idea. Go ahead, go keep going.
Nah, tell us about that. How that came about. What's good?
No, yeah, so
go back. Make sure we're part of it.
No, for sure. No, so you know, I wanted to basically, you know, create, you know, my own platform where I can create original content, amazing content. You know, y'all gave me an idea tonight. Like I was just saying. There needs to be a news station that just tells it how it is. I'll create one on Icon. You know, a nightly news that's created, you know, and it's about telling it how it is. It's truth news. It's not far left. It's not far right. It's somewhere in the middle where we keep it a bean. but me having this platform allows me to do things like that, and you know, that's what I wanted. I wanted to have the power to create for you know.
So are you talking about the Vibe series that you created, which gives fans once in a lifetime showcasing their favorite icons, you know, just sitting down talking to them and stuff like that?
The Vibes concert series is amazing. Y'all would love this. So I take iconic artists and they do their classic albums. You know, usually when you see artists in concert, they do all the hits. You know, that's what you came to see. This is about them doing their classic albums, that body of work that we all love, you know. So I did I did mine first, and they do it with a live band, grown man hip hop in suits. It's sexy, it's dope. Dinner, just like a cotton club. Oh, it's dope.
So, I want to go.
I did, I would love to invite y'all and have y'all as my guest.
Yes.
So I did the first one. I did my album, Pain is Love, live band, amazing night. The second one I did Only Built for Cuban Links, Raekwon and Ghostface.
Okay.
Dope. They fucking destroyed it. And then just last month, I did Big Daddy Kane. He did Long Live the Kane.
Oh, yeah.
And yo, it was, I tell you, Kane came with his orange suit. Yo, Kane, Kane five, nigga, Kane ain't miss a beat. But yo, it was dope. And then this month, in 2 weeks, I got the God MC. I got Rakim doing one of the most fucking classic albums in hip hop, Paid in Full. It's one of the most classic albums in hip hop. So he's doing that album, live band. It's gonna be something like you've never seen. If you don't got the app, go download the app now. It's the only place you can see Vibes Concert Series. It's in the Apple App Store. I got more original content coming, like Laughing It Up, my comedy shit series. And just you know, we got written series coming. We got scripted stuff, reality stuff. The actual show is at Sony Hall in New York. So if you're not in New York and you can't get there, you can you can watch it live on Icon Live, Icon2N.live. Check it out. It's gonna be amazing. If y'all can be there, please, I would love to have y'all as my guest.
Man. Okay, that's right. You've been here a great amount of time, and it's still not enough. Before we let you go, what can fans expect from you next? Well, you just said everything, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the process of buying my soundstage in Jersey. Beautiful, beautiful facility, about 50,000 square feet, 3 floors, and I'll be doing a lot of creating out of there. A lot of original content. You know, like I said, scripted. You know, vidcast. I call them on Icon instead of podcast. I call them vidcast. But yeah, we'll be doing a lot of stuff like that. A lot of original content. So, you know,
well, John,
come on by the studio once it's up and running, ladies. I would love to have y'all.
Okay. Well, John, thank you so much for your time. They are loving you in the chat. Everybody that liked it,
honest,
please hit that like button and rewatch this tomorrow. Sure, sure. The word, this is a great conversation with a Black man with the Queens. And I think some gems were dropped tonight. So, Ja Rule, thank you so much for you and everything you do. We will take you up on all those offers, okay?
Okay.
Much love to you, sisters. I love what y'all doing right here with this platform, man.
Quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Cocktails with the Queens when we return. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. What a great, great conversation with Ja Rule. Wasn't that great, you guys?
No doubt.
Love it. Okay, well, something that's not great, this little heifer really tried it. A University of Kentucky student, Sophia Rosing, was arrested after a video showed her physically assaulting and using racial slurs towards a Black student at a resident hall, and it went viral. Take a look. So the video went on. I highly recommend you all go and look at the video because the amount of patience this Black woman had, and she did not raise a voice. The white girl was trying to get a rise out of her. Now, the University of Kentucky released the following statement. The video was deeply offensive and we take it very seriously. The safety and well-being of our students is our top priority. And we will not tolerate behavior that threatens it. Now, Rosing faces several assault charges, including third-degree assault on a police officer, fourth-degree assault, and second-degree disorderly conduct. Rosing is being held on a $10,000 bond. What are your thoughts on the story? Selena, Vivica, let's go to you first.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know, they say a drunk mind it speaks the truth, you know? Okay. So she looked like she was very intoxicated.
Yeah.
And only thing I'm going to say is that little young Karen is glad that she ran into a sister that had patience and did the right thing. Because most folks, she would have got body slammed and a whole bunch of other violence might have jumped off, you know? But, you know, shame on her. Shame on her, you know? Once again, y'all, this is why we got to vote. So we got to make sure that we pay attention to these folks that feel the freedom that they can say the N-word and disgrace us. Y'all pay attention, do the right thing. But this is just shameful.
Selena, what you think?
I don't know what I think yet.
Okay.
I don't know. Because what I got to say probably is all cuss words. All I know is... I'm proud of, I'll just say this on the positive side, I'm very proud of that young Black woman, that young Black girl, because had that been me, and I would not have been able to have that much restraint. And that problem, and the sad part is she would have gotten in trouble even more had she swung on that girl like she deserved to be swung on. Mm-hmm. But I'm just very proud of the young lady. And I'm proud of the person that videotaped her, because that's the type of shit that need to be videotaped.
That part.
I'm proud of how that was handled by the people that were around her. Her behavior doesn't surprise me. I'm just real sick of it though. You know,
and it had to be real bad, because all you hear is beep, beep, beep.
Oh, it was
beep,
real
beep.
Bad.
I couldn't even get into the video because it was just all kind of beeps I was trying to hear. Mm. I am just appalled at how much they want to use the word. And you know we take offense to it. So you knowing all of this and knowing where we are in our world, you still want to take a chance on doing that? Like, I just don't get the sense or the lack of the common sense that they just don't have. I just can't. I'm just like, just, whoa.
Yeah. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention where they trying to go backwards to.
Lisa Ray, the fact that they are so thirsty to use the N-word, like that is going to just change your life. And you're, because they're not used to being told what to do. So the one thing we ask of that community to not say is the N-word, and you can't give us that because you're entitled and you feel like no one can tell me what to do. And here's my thing. She did post a whole thing about, I was drunk and I don't want to lose everything. I'm so sorry. I'm not a racist. You are a racist. Just because you're drunk, that doesn't make you use words that you would not normally use. It does make you be spicy. I understand that. But miss me with the BS, Karen. Miss me with it. It was on the tip of your tongue, and that alcohol done got it on out. And
they call that liquid courage, right?
Yeah.
Until the next day when they be crying on social media.
She said it a bunch of times too. She said it a bunch of times. Nowadays,
thank God for cameras. Because you know what? As I've told y'all many times before, that camera don't lie.
Well, shout out to Black people out here, unfortunately, that are keep being put in these unfortunate positions where we have to be the one to show control to someone that's violating us. And then if we react the way any normal human being would, we don't want to get in trouble. All right, y'all. Quick break. We got a fun game at the end of the show. You want to stick around? Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, y'all, we're gonna have some fun. Before we go, let's play a game of Never Have I Ever. Okay, now I'm gonna give y'all a scenario and y'all will hold up a sign. I have, if you have done it. I have not, if you have not. Are y'all ready to play the game? Never have
okay,
I
okay let's go
let's do it.
Y'all gotta be honest. Okay, never have I ever done the morning walk of shame. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. I survived the 80s and the 90s.
But I wasn't ashamed. I walked, but I had a good time.
Depends on if you would have ran into somebody, it would have been like, oh.
I ran into someone one time outside a hotel, and he said, what you doing here? I said,
hey.
I'm just here. I'm taking a walk.
I was in a bridesmaid's dress. It was embarrassing.
Okay, let's move through it fast so we can get some.
Never have I ever ghosted someone on a date.
On a what?
On a date. Never have I ever ghosted someone on a date. Oh, Selena and Vivica, you left dates and left them. Okay, we'll have to get into it.
Well, I was supposed to have had a date. And,
Oh, no, I actually left the actual date.
Oh, wow.
Never have I ever lied to get out of a speeding ticket. Oh, come on.
Yes.
You got to say, I'm sorry, I got my period. I got cramps. I'm rushing to get home.
I'm pregnant.
Okay.
Now I'm pregnant.
Never have I ever sent a nude pic to a friend or relative. Lisa Ray, wait a minute. All of you have, you guys sent a new, okay. Another thing we got to get into in a future show. Okay.
Hey, Gary. Sorry.
Never have I ever called out the wrong name during sex.
I thought it, but I haven't actually said it.
That's why you got to call everybody baby.
Baby.
Who even says names anymore anyway? Like, who's
name below 90s?
Johnny, yeah, names are.
You're in the practice of what the same person.
Oh, you know. Daniel. Amazing.
A Daniel.
I don't know. All right, never have I ever cheated in a relationship. reluctantly putting his signs up.
Yeah, just tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay.
I mean, because when one's ending, you know, the replacement, to the left.
Oh, we were young. I was young.
Exactly.
So everybody never cheated on everybody.
Relationship for clout.
What was that?
Never have I ever been in a relationship for clout.
No.
I liked everybody. Never have I ever been secretly jealous of a friend.
Oh.
You know, that's a two-wayer.
Envious, yes. Yeah. Jealous, no.
All right, ladies. A lot of fun, and I love that we get to learn a lot more about each other. We got to talk about some of them things, ladies. Special shout out to Ja Rule for hanging out with us and bringing the heat tonight. That was amazing. And thank you at home for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for a new episode of Brutally Honest with Jasmine Brand. That's coming up next. But we got like 15 seconds. So let's talk about that cheating.
Next
y'all get caught. You know, when things ending like this show, we have to
move on. They still don't know, though. Right? They still don't know. So.